Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very significant question. And that question is related to the time we are currently in. As you know, we have finished the month of Ramadan. And for some of you, today is the day of Eid. For a lot of you, it was yesterday, the day of Eid al-Fitr, which is a day of celebration. As you know, the word Eid comes from the word Oud, which means to return, which implies we are returning to Allah. We've made a return to Allah. We've came back to Him by fasting and worshiping in the month of Ramadan. But like everything, sometimes certain things apparently are a certain way, but in reality, their truth and their reality is something far different. The same thing goes for the Eid festival, right? It has a certain superficial appearance, and it also has a truth and a reality. So the question we want to pose today is this: what exactly is the true Eid, or what is the reality of Eid, this holiday? In order to answer this question, we can look at the hadiths which have been narrated from our infallibles regarding this topic. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, he said this regarding one of the Eids: "Verily, it is only a festival for he whose fast Allah has accepted and whose prayers He has acknowledged. لِمَنْ قَبِلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ وَشَكَرَ قِيَامَهُ." And every day in which we do not disobey Allah. So the superficial, the Eid, you know, the Eid, the event of Eid which comes after Ramadan, it's only truly Eid and a festival for the person whose acts of worship in the month of Ramadan have been accepted. Now, keeping this criterion in mind, the Imam, he generalizes this and says that every day in which we, you know, are good servants of Allah and obey Him and listen to Him, we can consider those as festivals and we should be happy on those days. The Imam said, "In every day in which we do not disobey Allah is a day of celebration." So a lot of the friends of God, a lot of the awliya of God, you know, at the end of the day, after they would examine the deeds they committed that day, and they would see that in that day they didn't disobey Allah, they were good servants of Allah, they would, you know, be happy and you know, they would thank God for it, and they would, you know, celebrate that you know, because of that. So this is something which has been here narrated in this hadith. In another beautiful hadith, a person named Suwaid ibn Ghafla, he says, "I went to visit him," meaning Imam Ali, "on one of the festivals, and he had a small table in front of him on which was wheat, a bread, and a plate of khatifa and milbana." Well, these are some foods. "So I asked him, 'O Commander of the Faithful, it is a day of celebration, and you are eating khatifa?' To which he replied, 'It is only a day of celebration for whoever has been forgiven.'" Right? So, the significance and the truth of the Eid lies in us being forgiven by God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the truth of Eid in the light of the hadith of the infallibles. Alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.